Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're kicking off Labor Day weekend 2018 with some fun Disney talk, some special Disney talk, because we know that not everybody could make the Indy Disney Meet in Indianapolis, Indiana last Saturday. So what we're going to do is take you to the meet. We were there and we helped the great folks at Magical Wishes for Kids and the awesome Disney community raise well over $40,000 additional for Give Kids the World. It was an amazing day. Stormtroopers, princesses, podcasters, travel agents, folks bringing in food, and guest speakers. Jim Hill was it was an amazing day. We had so much fun. But the most important thing is we raised lots of money for Give Kids the World. Thank you so much to everybody who came out and said hello. That made our day. We were so excited to take selfies, shake hands, and just talk Disney. I know Caleb came up, super listener Caleb. Thanks for saying hello. Shout out to you today. You guys, it was awesome. It was great seeing you. Thank you so much. I know people came from near and far on Saturday. So thank you so much for coming out and supporting Give Kids the World. Today, we're going to have a great show for you. What it is, we're going to give you the main stage show that Ricky and I did. Pam, unfortunately, was a little bit under the weather on Saturday, so couldn't make the meet. But Ricky and I did kind of a battle on the main stage. We gave our best Disney snacks in each of the four theme parks, as well as Disney Springs, and the best overall snack at any of the Walt Disney World resorts. The crowd voted in each round. So find out who came out on top between Ricky and myself in this Disney snack battle. It was a lot of fun. Of course, this was recorded live on location at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. The audio isn't exactly what it is here in the studio, but I think you can make it out pretty well, and you'll hear lots of audience participation as well. We also tag on a great interview we did with Steven, who's with Give Kids the World. He works down at the Village, talking about his experiences and what all this money goes towards, how you are really, really making a difference for these families that need it the most. But don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. They were one of the presenting sponsors of the Indy Disney Meet, and they sponsored the giveaway, the trip to Walt Disney World. Thank you to everybody who bought the raffle tickets. And I want to send a special shout out to Michael Luchteman and family here from St. Louis. They were the winners. They're going to Walt Disney World here soon. So glad to see an awesome family win that trip. And I'm glad they're Be Our Guest podcast listeners. So thank you so much to everybody who came out, supported the show through that. Don't forget, when you want to book your next Disney vacation, whether it's Adventures by Disney, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Cruise Line, work with the great agents over at the Magic for Less. You can see all the details at themagicforless.com. And thanks again to everybody who supports the Be Our Guest podcast. When you shop on Amazon, just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon the next time you do some online shopping. All right, enough from me. Let's get to Indy last Saturday at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds in Noblesville, Indiana, where we got all together as a Disney community and raised over $40,000 for Give Kids the World. Again, shout out to the folks at Magical Wishes for Kids. Thanks for having the Be Our Guest podcast there. We loved being there. Enjoy today's podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
All right, so we know you're just here for the Disney vacation, but we'll try to entertain you for the next 30 minutes. All right, let's get behind the speakers here. Pam does send her regards for those folks that listen to our show. She was really brokenhearted.
Absolutely.
She couldn't make it out this year. She loves this event. She has been world traveling over the past couple of weeks,
actually
about a month. She spent a little time in Europe doing an Adventures by Disney river cruise.
She had a scooter pass.
Budapest, that's right.
Yeah.
So here's the question I have for everybody, and we'll get introductions and we'll get into a kind of like what we do on our shows. But just so Pam feels better, because we're live on Facebook, so she can check this out.
Right.
When you get home from your Disney vacation, whether it's Disneyland, cruise, probably not so much for a cruise, but especially Walt Disney World, how many people get the Disney bug and get sick? Okay, so there we go, Pam. You're just living your best Disney life.
I got sick on my Disney trip, and Pam has seen that happen.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, so let me introduce my co-host. She keeps the show going. She comes up with the topic. She keeps us on track.
Well,
it's Ricky Niblett. She's in charge of themouseforless.com, the DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, and she's a big blogger over at touringplans.com. So let's hear for Ricky.
So that I can be here in Indiana. So I love that that we get to come up and hang out with you guys, because, you know, this is so much fun. And I love that we get to help out, help raise money for Give Kids the World, which is, those of you who listen to our podcast know, Give Kids the World is such a place that is near and dear to my heart. Every year we put together a 12-hour live show and it's just a presentation. That's kind of my baby. So it's a place that I absolutely adore. And I'm so blessed that we get to, you know, help raise funds for Give Kids the World. So thank you to everyone who has donated here or on our podcast or whatever, because, you know, we're helping change lives for kids, and that's the whole point. So.
Absolutely. We know that with the Disney podcast community, Lou was up here earlier. You had Behind the Ears. There's all kinds of podcasts here. It's amazing that the passion that our listeners have, and that the support and the kindness they give to Give Kids the World. We appreciate that so much. You guys are awesome. So thank you to everybody who's donated to any of the shows or who's bid on items today, donated money. It's amazing. Also, before we start our little 10-15 minute mini show we're going to do, I want to thank Aaron and everybody for Magical Wishes for Kids for always inviting us out, because they are awesome. So thank you to everybody who let us come up here.
Incredible.
All right, so we're going to do a show about food. Let's just talk about food. It's dinner time.
We are starving right now. Let me tell you, I'm ready for dinner. So
if you listen to the Be Our Guest podcast, you know I eat dinner around 4:30 every day.
He's an old man.
I try to bring down the average age at the restaurants that I visit, and I also get my food a little cheaper before 6.
Yes, he does. Or he stops at Taco Bell.
That's right. There's that. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite Disney snacks around property, because an essential part of your Walt Disney World vacation is the perfect fast pass, the perfect touring plan, but most importantly, the perfect dining strategy, right?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to talk about our favorite snacks, and we'll go park to park, and we're going to need some of your feedback, too, so be ready, because I've been stuck today. We've been working on Facebook, talking to some of our listeners, and they've given us feedback, and some of these items are so new, I haven't had a chance to try them yet.
Sure.
That's right. So let's start with Epcot.
Okay.
Best snack in Epcot. You go first, and then we'll ask some folks in the crowd. Put you on the spot. If you get the right answer or wrong answer.
I know. There's no right or wrong.
There is.
With Disney food.
Always.
And Disney snacks. I'm just saying. There's no right or wrong answer. So, you know, I think that I'm going to go with kind of the try and true Cronut, which is available at Fresh Room Port. Actually, it's going to be, there's going to be a booth at Epcot Food and Wine that's all about the Cronut, I believe, this year, too. It's a case fry, which is pretty cool. Different kinds of Cronuts with different toppings on them. But for those who don't know, the Cronut is, or I guess I should say croissant donut, because we can't officially call it the Cronut. It's a layered croissant that is like, it's fried like a donut. And so the best part is that it's got the flaky layers, and it's like, you peel it off, and it's got cinnamon and sugar, and you just, it's so good. It's so decadent. I've had it for breakfast, which is the best time in the morning.
It's not wrong. You know, Give Kids the World, they have ice cream for breakfast.
They do have ice cream for breakfast. Yes.
You know, let's
try. So what's your tip? Yeah,
let's do this. Let's make this into a contest.
Oh, no.
We'll see who has the better answer of us.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Since Pam's not here, we have 50-50.
Yeah, give me a shot of winning. Okay, that's good.
And here's how I'm going to snake Ricky.
Oh, no.
My best snack at Epcot is the Whoopie Pie Sunshine Season.
All right, yeah, okay.
Which is a
I'm already conceding that you win, because I forgot about the Whoopie Pie.
It's a red, she introduced me to this one.
Yes.
It's a red velvet cake with what kind of icing is that on there? It's very good.
It's like
icing.
A cream and cheese, delicious. Oh, icing, oh my goodness, yes, it's so good. It's foolhardy, I'm telling you right now. If you haven't had the red velvet Whoopie Pie.
And it's a bargain, but it comes in at like $3.50.
Is that all it is?
It's cheap. It's Disney cheap.
Yes.
It's not cheap.
No.
It's kind of cheap.
It's
affordable.
I'm going to see if he wins on this one. You have to have a red velvet.
Point for Mike. No.
Point for Mike. Yeah.
So, okay. You want to concede that one?
I'm going to concede.
Okay, we'll do
I'm
that.
I'm going to concede.
All right, so we're going to do this. All right, let's get. Somebody have a best snack for Epcot? Something we missed? What are we missing? What do you got, Princess?
A pretzel.
Now that's a solid, safe choice all the time.
In Germany, the
easy to get if you need salt. Do you like a lot of salt or just a little salt?
A lot of salt.
Then you need a big soda, right? But then you got to have the flashy Tinkerbell on it, right?
Yes.
That's like a $12 soda now. And a $13 pretzel.
Yes.
You've just made a $25 Disney meal.
That's right.
All right. What's another good snack at Epcot? Yes, just serve back there.
School bread.
I'm not a school bread fan, but I know a lot of people are.
I know. I'm sorry.
Who likes school bread? Who likes school bread?
School bread fans? All right.
Norwegians in the house.
That's right. Like, I didn't get out of my car. I'm going to wine festival booth, basically, because the shop is closed for refurbishment, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because Chef Todd's sitting here like, you guys are all wrong. You guys are rookies.
He's totally judging us right now.
They're picking the wrong things. They're so basic. All right, let's go to Magic Kingdom. Right. Best snack in the Magic Kingdom. Should I go first?
I think you're going to steal mine, so I'm going to go first.
Okay, well, I got you.
Actually,
I got a couple.
I think I know what you're
going to
choose. So I'm going with the All-American Sundae at
Good choice.
Ice Cream Parlor. For those who haven't had this sundae, it's phenomenal. It is chocolate and vanilla ice cream. It's like a mini No Way Jose, by the way. So if you've been to Peaches and Cream and got a No Way Jose, it's a size that's, you don't feel guilty about eating the whole thing before. So let's just.
No, you can actually probably eat two.
You can probably eat two. But so it's chocolate and vanilla ice cream. Then there's chocolate sauce. There is peanut butter sauce, which peanut butter on ice cream is my favorite thing in the entire world. And then it's got peanut butter chips, chocolate chips, whipped cream and a cherry. It was fantastic. I'm just telling you.
She's playing me wrong here because that's one of my favorite things.
I do know.
She knows that.
I do.
She knows. And it's
you got me on the whooping pie, so I'm going to have no way on this.
I know. You're returning the favor.
You're returning the favor.
It's very Instagrammable, too.
It was very Instagrammable.
Yes. All right. So you throw. Okay. So that was going to be my pick. Let me think. New one. I'm going to a new snack.
New snack. Have you had it before? Because you can't.
Twice.
Cheat. Okay.
Sleepy Hollow, the churro ice cream sandwich.
That's a good choice.
It's both light and good.
That's true. Light?
It's lighter than the cookies ice cream sandwich because that's two gigando cookies.
It's probably true.
It's probably only 7,000 calories as opposed to 7,500. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't like the carrot cake cookie. I can't eat it. How many people like carrot cake cookies? Because I know Lou got that all started.
The carrot cake
cookies. That's all Lou.
Yeah.
From back in the day. But I do carrot cake cookies.
I do like the carrot cake cookie. But that's a lot of cereals.
That is. I know. That's what I thought. Yeah. Is it at the Magic Kingdom?
No.
Let's just sneak it in. Everything's at the Magic Kingdom for you. You take stuff in your purse.
I do take stuff and put it in my purse.
All right. So what's some other good snacks at the Magic Kingdom? Let's get hungry before supper. What do you got?
Churros.
Yes. It's like a pretzel. It's salad, any park, anytime. We need churros right now.
We do.
Yes.
Cheeseburger egg rolls.
I've walked past that cart in Adventureland twice and didn't get them, and I'm regretting it every time.
I need to try the cheeseburger egg roll my next trip.
Real quick, you had them, obviously, right? Scale of 1 to 10. 10? 9?
11.
All right. So the cheeseburger
churros.
That'll be a food and wine festival next year. Cheeseburger churros.
That'll be the next,
Brilliant. The cinnamon roll castons. My breakfast twice this past trip.
Yeah,
so good.
Right there.
We almost missed the Dole Whip.
We almost missed the Dole Whip.
What kind of podcast are we?
I don't know. We're terrible people.
In our Facebook, we had folks offering up. What's anything in Fantasyland? It's like a pulled Dole Whip. What is it?
The Peter Pan float.
You guys had it?
They make it at home.
You're making it at home. All right. Party at the Griffins.
I'm going over. Brian likes to see one, so we're going to be over there the next time. I promise.
All right, so here we go. Are you giving up on this? How many people say, out of the two choices that we have the All-American Sundae, and I had the ice cream sandwich with the churro.
Yes.
So if you think out of those two choices, you'd rather have the All-American Sundae, let's hear you. You're not going to hurt my feelings because I know she's going to win on this one. The ice cream sandwich with churros. Let's hear them. Two. Four. Two to do nothing.
What?
Big bigger. You can't. Well, people probably were.
Hey, it is ice cream.
We're not getting into.
Both are ice cream.
We're not getting into politics. Good try, Jeff. All right, let's go to Animal Kingdom. That's a tough snack part.
It is a tough snack part.
I can't even think of a snack. I have lots of meals there, but
I do. Yes, you know, that's one of the things that I think is kind of lacking from Animal Kingdom is the snack. Although I see a couple hands already have gone up in the air, so people have their ideas. But I'm going to go with mine first.
Okay, because I might crowdsource mine.
That's
I might
fine. Go with the okay, crowd that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yes, so go ahead.
I am going to go. It's a savory snack.
Is it? Wait, is it the... The one they used to have in Harambe over in the staff?
What? No, stop coming. Okay, it is the it is the fried rice that you can get at Yak and Yeti. And the reason why this is so good is because it is an awesome snack credit if you're on the Disney dining plan and you get so full by eating it, so you don't feel like you're wasting a snack credit at all. So it's delicious, it's a meal and a snack all in one. Boom, mic drop, right
if
there.
If Ricky's anything, she's frugal, because what happens is she eats that as a snack, puts the 3/4 of the box that's left in her purse,
and then I walk away.
And has it for 3 days back at home in Atlanta for lunch. And I'm not lying either. She takes everything home.
I definitely take snacks.
So I'm going to crowdsource mine. I'm going to go wild card, because I don't really have a great snack in the Animal Kingdom that I'm tied to.
Back there.
Okay, you're going to be my pick. Okay, so this is going to be up against the rice from the Yak and Yeti, so I'm counting on you. He said an apple?
He said an apple.
An apple? I mean, I know it's cold and crisp on a 95 degree day, but I thought he was going to say like a beer or something.
You're going down, Rowan.
Okay, but maybe.
No, that's what you get for
I know, but listen. Well, can I go for a second? Can I get a second pick? Okay, listen.
The Night Blossom!
I don't even know that. What is that?
Okay.
Alright,
so the Night Blossom is in Pandora,
the World
Avatar. It is at the Pompadour, and it's like icy deliciousness. It's like frozen drink.
Is it the thing with the bubbles
on top?
I've had that. What's the deal with Pandora that they gotta put bubbles on everything, and even in your food?
It's all everything.
Is that like in the movie? Because I haven't seen the movie. There's bubbles in everything. Like, it's in my... It's probably inside the cheeseburger pods. I know it's in the bowl, which I love the bowl, but I'm like, what are these little circles? It is spheres. It's in that drink. All right, so I'm going with your drink. Okay, so we're going with the
Lotus
Blossom.
All right,
now
I'm going to lose again. Okay, fine.
Okay, we're going for 3-0 here.
I'm going to lose.
All right, so if you would rather have Yak and Yeti fried rice, let's hear you for Ricky. She's going to have a complex. If you'd rather have the Lotus Blossom Animal Kingdom, or the Night Blossom, Lotus Blossom, whatever it is, the drink in Pandora, let's hear you. What do you have? Thank you.
I've
already lost this game. I know. There's only 4 parts. We can do Disney Springs.
There's only 4
parts. We can make it. You're still 5. You're not going to win. So you're still losing.
Okay.
So let's go Studios.
Studios?
Best snack.
Butterfinger cupcake, which is now served at not the Writer's Stone anymore because that's not there, and not Starring Holes because that's not there either.
It's not
served at the Starbucks, which is on the Main Street USA, but that's not right.
It's called Hollywood Boulevard.
Hollywood Boulevard, yeah, yes. Exactly. And it's, you can see my taste tends to go to chocolate and peanut butter.
Well,
it's chocolate and it's
rice, chocolate rice.
It's chocolate with delicious icing on top, a mound of delicious icing on top, and then Butterfinger just sprinkled all over, chopped up really fine, delicious.
For those of you that have listened to Disney podcasts for years, we're going to take you back a while. How many people remember Len Testa eating that thing in one bite? The gigantic. It was at a Mouse Fest. Was it not at a Mouse Fest? He ate the whole cupcake. And I mean, you've seen Disney cupcakes.
They're big.
in one bite because it was a challenge. I think it was a gift to the world.
It might have been. I don't know.
Something like that. Anyway, he's still alive, by the way.
Yes.
All right, so here's mine. Again, this is too easy. Yours is old and kind of stale. I mean, it's okay.
I think that's what you're
going
to go with.
It's old. I'm going new because I was there.
He's new school. I was there too, you know.
I'm so new school. Thank you. I'm going to go with the Pop-Tart snack in Toy Story Land.
Excellent. Here's where I thought you were going, though. Thought you were going tachos. So.
Tachos are a meal. Okay, those things are a lot. I know they're kind of a snack, but they're a lot.
All right.
They're a lot.
They're delicious.
And I'm picking sweets. Right. So I'm going the Pop-Tart, raspberry. This is going to
be something else.
There's two other flavors, right?
There's chocolate hazelnut.
That's the one I like there, right. The chocolate hazelnut.
All right,
so that's what I'm going to go with. We're locking them in. Chocolate hazelnut Pop-Tart. Or is that they don't call it Pop-Tart? What do they call it? Pastry?
Lunchbox tart.
Whatever. We know it's a Pop-Tart.
It's
an expensive Pop-Tart.
It's expensive Pop-Tart.
All right. So what was yours? Yours was the carrot cake. No, yours was the finger cupcake.
Yeah.
If you like the butter finger cupcake better, let's hear it for Ricky.
Shit-tide.
Always in your corner. Shit-tide's always there for you.
Yeah,
if you like, and maybe you haven't had this one yet, but it's something to try. That's why we do these kind of things. So you think about it on your next trip. What about the toasted pastry in Toy Story Land? How many like that better? Oh, you got one. There we go. Okay, let's close it out. Let's get ready.
I'm not going to win this one.
Actually, we're going to do two more.
Oh, we're going
to because everybody's just waiting to give away the vacation. We'll make them wait until 10 o'clock. We'll do Disney Springs, and we'll do every Walt Disney World resort. You just got to pick any resort, anywhere, any snack.
See, now I got to think because I was not prepared for that. So.
Oh, that's better. So what's the best snack in Disney Springs? Don't cheat. Don't give up.
I still can't understand them. So that's right. In Disney Springs?
Disney Springs. Lots of snacking, lots of eating.
There's a ton of
I'm trying to think.
A ton of eating. I am going to, and this is old school too. I'm going to go to Goofy's Candy Company. And I'm going to go
It's
very old school. I'm going to go with the Make Your Own Goofy Candy Company treats because you get to choose. You can choose an apple, which you're now making unhealthy by putting all the stuff on
it. There's your apple.
There's your apple.
Boom, there it is. Gentleman's from Washington State. He's trying to afford the apple.
You can also choose a Rice Krispie treat. You can choose, marshmallows.
You can't pick the whole store.
I'm picking the make your own. This is all in one option. You get to choose.
I know.
What you're putting on, it's dipped in chocolate, and then it can either be white chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate. Then you put on like whatever snack you want on top, so it can be M&M's or peanut butter chips, which is my favorite, or chocolate chips or whatever sprinkles, and then you get it drizzled with more chocolate.
That's right out of the 90s planning video right there. That's downtown Disney.
I'm sorry, I still love my
It's very downtown Disney. All I'm seeing is you in like an orange cap costume right now. Like working behind the glass. Because they have very loud costumes.
They definitely have loud costumes.
Yes. No. I'm going new school again.
Oh no.
Super simple. Way too expensive, but it was very good.
Okay.
Chocolate from the ganachery. It's just solid. I mean, it's like, I love chocolate.
That is solid.
It's just really different kinds of really good chocolate. But that's what I like. And I know probably a whole lot of people don't go there. Maybe. I think Goofy's Candy Company will be more popular with the family.
Probably.
Ganachery, maybe not, but we'll see.
No, it is very expensive chocolate.
You know what? Let's get some crowd and put on Disney Springs.
All right. Because
there's a lot.
Because I'm not going to
change. What do you got? What's that?
Oh.
Have you ever had that?
No, from Ryan Monroe?
I like bread and I don't like pudding, but I don't like it together.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I need to go try that. Definitely.
I know that's super popular.
Alright, we got one right here. Garrett,
yes.
Sunday.
See, you probably voted for the All-American Sunday, though,
that's
too, right? Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's solid. Again, downtown Disney.
Yes.
Talking.
We're going old school.
The Village Marketplace.
Stuff, so I like
but I like this. This is fun. What do you got for a snack at Disney Springs? Just a snack at Disney Springs. Oh, we'll go back to Animal Kingdom. Why not? What's that?
Oh, at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Well, that'll be pretty.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's next.
Yeah.
I just gotta go real quick.
All right,
so,
all right.
I have Ganashery, Goofy's Candy Company, create your own.
Create your own, yes.
If you're going Goofy with Goofy, let's hear it. What do you got? That's pretty good. To go on Ganashery, going for the best chocolate anywhere in Orlando, let's hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty close, but I'll give it to you. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
right. I got two.
All right, here's the ultimate one.
I think I got you.
There are some great historical snacks.
Yeah.
There's new snacks.
Yes.
The value resorts have some really hidden gems.
They do.
The deluxe resorts have really... I don't even know where I'm going with this.
I have.
And the moderates have some good ones. You got like French Quarter has solid ones.
I got it.
Okay, you're ready. Let's go.
I'm going French Quarter. I'm going for the big names.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm going for the big names. Because now there are so many ways you can get big names, right?
Uh-oh.
You get them
regularly. You get injected.
You can get them regular with just the hard sugar. You can get them injected with alcohol, which is always going to go. Yes, alcohol.
Ricky's such the drinker.
I'm such a lightweight. I can have one of those and be drunk. It's fine. And then there's also the ice cream sundae now that you can do with the beignets and stuff. So you have multiple options for the beignets. So I'm going to win this.
I've just realized that this show is just, it shows in America we got to do everything to excess.
Okay.
And that's what Walt Disney World is.
It's not just a beignet,
it's a beignet with an ice cream sandwich.
Yes, of course.
No.
Or alcohol.
You know what? I'm going to take a page out of your book and go really old school.
Ooh, okay.
Really old school, but I think a lot of people, I'm trying to think, I'm looking in the crowd, and I think we have a lot of people who might like this snack.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites from way back.
Okay.
Been doing the podcast for 10 years, and I've been touting this snack. It's gotten smaller over the years, but the price has gone up.
Of course, as you would expect.
It's minuscule, basically, right now. It's like 3 bites.
Okay.
But it's 3 good bites. I'm not talking zebra domes. That was something
those
that was crossed my mind.
Those are excellent.
Crossed my mind, but not
I
going
like
there.
Zebra dome, yes.
I'm going to tie-dye cheesecake.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, so before
we take the vote, let's get some more. Animal Kingdom Lodge, hope I didn't steal yours with the zebra domes. Was that it?
Yeah.
Yes, we're on the same page, because I almost went there. What do you got for a snack at a resort? Ohana's for a pudding. I haven't had that.
You've been to Ohana?
I've been to Ohana many times.
You've never had that pudding?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh, Wes. Oh, you know what? They're probably the same.
I can't have bananas. I'm allergic.
He's allergic to bananas.
Very
unless
allergic.
You like to kill him. Which I probably
trying to kill me.
Scotty
G.
What else?
Typhoon Lagoon Donuts. Yes, that is a great answer. Has anybody in here had the Typhoon Lagoon Donuts?
Yes.
Okay. That is so bizarre, but they are so good.
They are.
Go to a theme park
to
get donuts. Or
get
water park to get donuts.
We got one over there.
Yes.
Dumplings at Tingalinge, yes.
I had those.
They're good.
Sounds good.
They're the ones that are on Ohana's menu as well.
See, it's such a shame when you haven't had every snack at Walt Disney World.
I know, that's
why we go back. That's why we go back. Just, we said the donuts, I just got to tell you this. How many people are here from Ohio? Okay. I had a Buckeye donut this morning for the first time at the Shine Golds.
So good.
Oh my goodness. It was like, I know what Urban Meyer eats every morning for breakfast.
It was good.
Because it was good.
It was good.
Whoever invented that was amazing. The fuck I don't know.
Anyway,
okay, so let's get back to that. Anybody got another snack for a resort? I forgot your cookie you like at Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, my cookie bar.
Yes.
Yes.
What do you got? We got? Solid choice.
The ice cream bar.
We'll give you a hot take, because we do hot takes on the podcast.
That's
we do.
Takes.
I just got the mic all dirty. So, when we do that, I've always had Mickey ice cream bars. I have changed over the past year to Mickey ice cream sandwiches. Is that wrong of me? I feel like I'm cheating on Mickey. It's a different version, though. They're both Mickey.
They're both pretty delicious.
Are we doing butter cake?
No. Oh. You're from St. Louis. No, my gosh.
I forgot
Apple Hills. Curse me.
Apple Hills.
Curse me. That is the best thing on property. It's the ooey gooey butter cake ice cream at Apple Hills.
It is.
No doubt.
It is.
But I'm
going
to stick with my...
You got to get it in the Sunday form with the ooey gooey butter cake on the bottom. And then ooey gooey butter cake ice cream. And then you get a drizzle of some chocolate sauce.
Again, excess. I just get a cone. I just get a cone.
It's fine.
So we got to give away the trip here in about 2 minutes. So let's wrap this up. We got... I had the tie-dye cheesecake. You had the beignets of all versions at French Quarter. If you're going beignets for Ricky, what do you got? Let's hear you.
Yes.
On your feet, stand up for the Pop Century tie-dye cheesecake.
No.
You won.
Yes.
Three. So we're going to tiebreaker. Can you speed run? That's what you're doing. That's pretty good. That's not bad. I don't want you to
know. Yes.
So this is what we do on our podcast 3 times a week. It's just a lot of fun. We hope you'll tune in. It's brguestpodcast.com. Mondays, our shows are always our listeners. It's somebody that just got back recently from some kind of a Disney trip. It could be a Disney cruise. Maybe it's an overseas Disney park. It's usually Walt Disney World. We talk about their hotel stay, their dining reservations, their attack for seeing the theme parks. Wednesdays are my favorite shows, just kind of behind the curtain. It's listener questions. We have people write in, planning questions, opinions, just all kinds of fun stuff. So every Wednesday, listener questions. Fridays, this is what we do on Fridays. We pick a topic, we go with it, we just have a good time. Because by doing something like this, there's no right or wrong answer, but I've gotten 3 or 4 great ideas for my next trip to try snacks that I didn't know. It was a fun game. So we hope you'll tune in. Give us a shot when you go home. We're on all the places you get a podcast. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever. So give us a shot. We'd really appreciate it. But here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
I know you stuck around. You're like, I wish they would shut up and just give away the Disney vacation.
Yes. Can I win?
So let's do this. I'm not drawing it, though, because I know too many people are in
I think that this is fair.
My hand is not going in that bucket. I'll read it. But I'm not. Yeah, I'll read it, but I'm not touching it.
I'm not.
Look, my hands are clean. Okay, I don't want that yellow. Alright, how about this? I used to teach elementary school. We need a drum roll on the tables. Drum roll, please. This person has to jump up and say, I'm going to Disney World like Eli Manning in the Super Bowl. They don't have to be here?
No!
That would be just so sad if they're not here.
But they're going to Disney World.
Should I read it?
You should read it.
I'd be scared.
Wait, come on.
Because everybody wants this trip. I want to go to Disney World, but I can't win.
Okay, come on.
Do we know?
All right, we're good.
Are they here?
We're good. They
are here?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Whoa, stage
I think
so.
I think they're here. Yeah.
Should we play Hot or Cold?
No.
Let's do it. Let's give away the Disney vacation. First of all, thank you so much for purchasing the tickets, supporting Give Kids the World. Thanks for coming out today. We appreciate it so much. This person is going to Walt Disney World and an awesome vacation. They're absolutely here.
Yes.
And I'm going to mess up the last name, but this is one time I know you will not care.
No.
It's Michael Luchterman
from
St. Louis, Missouri, and family. Michael, you are going to Walt Disney World with your family. You didn't have to win a Super Bowl.
They're coming.
The whole family needs to come up for a picture.
I told you, I thought they were so
good. That's good, that's good. And you saw I did not pick this. Remember, Give Kids the World, the big winner today. You guys did so much, Marty. The food came out. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. I'm going to turn it over to Aaron. Oh, hey. Here's your gift cards. That's the icing on the cake. Here, keep your winning ticket. Keep that somewhere for fun. Let's get a picture.
Yes.
For the record, Michael is shaking, and I would be too about his own Disney vacation. That is so awesome. So, Hannah, we turn it over to you. Thanks again for having us. We appreciate it.
Dude, celebrity's coming out. Hold on a second.
Here, come on over. Let's get in here. Let's get tight. We're live on Facebook. Here's a mic.
Fun.
Yes.
Go ahead. You can go.
What am I doing?
It's a pleasure to meet you guys in person.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Steven has been my contact for Give Kids the World this year, and he's been amazing.
Well, thank you.
Just talk a little. I know we do this, you know, all the time. It's just talk a little bit about what your role is for the village. What you do.
So just overall, of course, Give Kids the World is a resort for children with a life-threatening terminal illness whose one wish is to come to Central Florida. My role there is I help manage the relationship with our theme park partners. These children, their wishes to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, Legoland, and I manage those relationships. But I'm also really blessed that I get to work with all of our podcast group. So you guys, for example, rocked it this year with over $32,000 raised, which
amazing.
Blew me away. And for some reason, those 12 hours went so fast. I was like listening in my headphones, like walking my son around, doing naps, and at the end it was like, and we're wrapping up, and I was like, oh
what?
My.
Well, it doesn't go fast for us.
I know. At the end of it, you guys were like getting a little loopy. It actually made it pretty funny.
We do get very loopy at the end. Yes,
but it was great,
yes.
And I'm so glad Pam, our president, called in, and she tells such great stories about the village.
We love having her call in every year.
Yeah, so you had such great guests this year.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So so for those who, you know, haven't been to this event, can you kind of talk a little bit about what this is your first experience?
This is my first time.
So what did you think about the Indie Disney meet overall?
It's insanely great. I didn't, you know, it's funny, one of those, when they say it's on at a fairgrounds, you know,
I thought the same thing. I thought we were going to be bull riding the first year. I didn't
where
know.
I'm from, my fairgrounds is dirt floors. Yes. And I walked in, like, hey, air conditioning, nice floors. Like, this is like a rentable space.
Yes. Right.
And the amount of people that are here today, it's, I can't admit, it happens nowhere else in the country.
Yeah.
And I think what's so great is, you know, it's great to see that a community can get together and behind a simple, you know, one cause. But there's so much to do here for these families with the kids' hall, to the awesome podcast groups that have been talking here, to just the exhibitors and the auction. There's so much to do here, and I think what's the best part is that everything's free.
Yes.
I mean, the food's free, the activities are free, the entertainment's free. So it's just great to bring up the entire family. Yet this cause raises so much money for the village. So
Absolutely. We're
forever thankful for this group that started this 11 years ago for us. From what they're telling me, the number of people that showed up this year has surpassed previous year by a lot.
Yeah. We can tell just by watching everything. It's
been
I'm going
to lose my voice. I know when I wake up tomorrow morning,
it's gonna
I'm
going to
have nothing. So.
Yes, yeah, definitely. So what's one of those stories that you have personally from Give Kids the World that's really just touched you?
You know, when I started volunteering at the village, I didn't have a child. I was just a married man, and I wanted to come have fun at the village. I volunteered because I worked for Walt Disney World at the time. And for me, the experience was just hanging out with the Wish children and the families and building a great experience for them. But then after I had my first child, my only child right now, it changed everything. It put everything in perspective for me. And now I started relating with these families of, you know, we're blessed. Our child was born on time with no complications. And I started thinking of this, what would be if it wasn't like that. And the road that these families travel to get to Give Kids the World pales in comparison for anything that ever I think is going wrong in my life. So it was a big perspective change in my life. And I don't think, you know, when I worked at Walt Disney World, I always said, I don't think I could ever leave this place. Now that I'm at Give Kids the World, I don't think I can ever leave here because it's, when I go home at night, I don't complain about anything. I feel blessed of what I have in my life, and it's just such a great feeling every day.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there a certain story, like a family or something like that, that's really touched you or?
Yeah. I mean, there was, when I was, volunteering a lot, so I would do the tram ride. One of the shifts that don't get picked up a lot is driving the tram in the middle of the afternoon. In one of my my last role at Disney, I was a producer, so we did a lot of third shift work. So then my wife would be working, so I would just come and volunteer in the afternoon there. There was a Wish child there who just loved the parking lot tram. As simple as it is. I mean,
it's fantastic. I love it.
Because I like transportation systems. That's me.
But I would do loops nonstop, because all you do. And he would always just run to the curb and wave at me and give him a ride. And it's like, you just forget like how simple something can be in a way. It's like, yeah, Disney World's great. Universal's great. But for this child, he spent all afternoon wanting time with me. And like, it's a simple story, but it kind of brings me back home to think that, you know, what our volunteers do at the village, it can be something simple, but it's something memorable for that family. And like I said, we do 1,700 volunteer shifts a week there, so everyone has a different story of why they're there, and they can really work with those families. And I think that's what's so magical about it all.
That's
Just, yeah, I love
it. That's what I love hearing.
And, I know.
You know, I think that everybody walks away with a different experience and a different, you know, how it moves them in the inside, which is great about the Village. Now, one thing I've been seeing, we have a lot of runners in our audience. We have a big running team. I know you have the gingerbread run coming up right here in November.
Oh, they have a lot of things going on with runners. So,
I mean, maybe, I know you're maybe not the expert in the running, but, I mean, could you just let folks know what's coming up?
Yeah.
Are you running? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no. So, we have a couple different things to do for endurance for us. So, we have Gingerbread Run is now called Challenge for Hope.
That's right.
The race moved to December now.
So
you can go onto the website and register on there. It's an awesome opportunity for someone who wants to see the Village because the gates are closed. But we open the gates that one day. So when you do the 5K, you see everything in the Village. But then we're also really involved in Run Disney races. So we have bibs in all the marathon races, the Princess and the Star Wars. And the coolest thing is that if you're already registered to run, we have a category there that says already registered with Run Disney, and you can just create a fundraising page. There's no minimums. We send you an awesome race jersey and a Give Kids a World medal that one of our Wish children has drawn the art for.
So
we understand that a lot of people do other teams, and they want to register early or they live locally, but we just try to encourage you to make a big team out there. So running's a really big thing for us. And the perk is we have a 10x10 tent at every race. On marathon weekend, when it is not, it's not 80 degrees, which you think it is, when it's 35 degrees,
that's right.
Everybody wants to be in that tent. So
absolutely.
It's funny, when we were picking up photos for the website, everyone was wearing like jackets and scarves. I was like, this is not really selling the race for us right now. But I mean,
it's a little cold looking.
It's just that one week in January, it's always cold in Florida. Lands on
always that weekend. Yeah, it's always marathon
it's
weekend.
It's not always works out for us.
So do people have to sign up? Like if they want to do the race for Give Kids the World, do they have to sign up?
And just gktw.org/run.
Okay.
And it talks about all of our races on there. The 5K that's coming up in December is pretty special. We have similar to Indie Disney Meet, it's grassroots. There's like Star Wars characters on the course,
awesome.
And princesses. We have it snow. So it's for those people, similar to a Run Disney race where you just want to have fun. You know, it's not time. We don't put chips on you. So,
right.
And all the money just goes right back to the Village too to help fulfill more wishes.
That's incredible.
And it's awesome that, you know, so many people care so much to, you know, we realize, like you mentioned earlier when you're speaking about your stories, that we're so blessed, many of us. I mean, we have so many blessings in our life that when you get the opportunity to give back a little, it goes a long way at Give Kids the World. I mean, it's not just money, but it's also volunteer time.
And that's what's blown me away at this event. I mean, everybody is just so excited to be here. I mean, they're here to have fun, but they know what the mission here is, too.
Right.
And I've met so many Wish children here who have been to the Village, and it's just, it's heartwarming. It's great to meet people where they say, I was there 15 years ago, and I'm here to tell a story about it all. And that's just great.
Incredible.
Well, thanks so much for doing what you do.
Appreciate
we appreciate
it.
You doing
appreciate
that, man. Thank
so
you
much.
So much.
You guys are awesome.
I'm
excited
Thank
for your
you.
Show tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. So there you go. That's awesome. Straight from Give Kids the World. There's Steven.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I love him.
I know. Isn't that cool? I hear like Star Wars music
there
playing.
There is Star Wars music playing. You're
Maybe
fine.
It's just in my head.
Yeah. No, it's not in your head. You're fine.
And what is that character across the way? I don't even know who that is. He's got a lightsaber, but
I
do not remember that guy from any Star Wars movie.
I'm pretty sure that he's...
He's not from a Star Wars movie that I've ever seen.
He looks like he's got a scream mask on.
Yeah,
I don't
he looks
know.
Kinda, he looks like a horror movie guy with
it
a lightsaber.
It does look kind of like a horror movie guy.
Did somebody vet him before he came in? Like, does he have clearance?
I don't know. I'm scared.
But maybe he's bidding. He's over in the auction area, so maybe
scared.
He's bidding.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.